Unit 22, Heroes, Role Models and Idols.
Who do you consider a hero? Was the question Victor Bakker asked in his sociological survey. And Victor is in the studio with us to present the results of the survey. Welcome to the program, Victor.
Thank you for having me.
What do most people answer when asked who they consider a hero?
The respondents' answers can be divided into two groups, real-life heroes and fictional heroes.
Let's start with the second group of heroes you mentioned. Can you specify what you mean by fictional heroes?
Certainly. By fictional heroes, I mean that in their answers, some people stated movie characters and other literary characters.
Why do some people associate the word hero with someone who doesn't even exist?
There can be two reasons for that. Firstly, positive fictional characters possess heroic character traits. They are portrayed as caring, supportive, self-confident young men and women. Secondly, people are missing traits such as honesty, generosity, or thoughtfulness in everyday interaction with people. Often, they consider fictional characters role models for their behaviour, which isn't a negative thing at all. It is beneficial, especially when people adapt this type of behaviour into their interaction with family members, friends, acquaintances, and even complete strangers.
What about the first group, real-life heroes? The name suggests that they are ordinary men and women.
You're right. Real-life heroes are ordinary people. However, similar to the second group, the respondents' answers can be divided into two groups. In their answers, some people stated professionals who save lives as part of their job, while others mentioned ordinary people without any professional training who save lives and help those in need.
Which professions are among the top answers?
Top of the list are doctors, who consider saving lives their mission. Often they put their own lives at risk, and they sometimes sacrifice them in the course of their jobs. Doctors are followed by paramedics. Paramedics are the first ones to attend to people in a medical emergency. They treat serious and life-threatening conditions, such as cardiac arrests, fractures and burns, but also perform more routine tasks, where, among many other procedures, they take blood pressure. And third on the list are firefighters, who not only put out fires, but also save people and animals from emergencies, such as car accidents, burning buildings, or drowning in rivers and lakes.
Often lives are saved by people who are in the right place at the right time. Is this what you mean by ordinary people without any professional training?
That's right. No one can predict or prepare themselves for traumatic events, like witnessing a bicycle accident, skiing or snowboarding injury on the slope, or drowning in a river. Saving a person from drowning in a lake or from a burning car, or resuscitating an unconscious person until an ambulance arrives, are all selfless acts that ordinary people carry out without hesitation and without expecting anything in return. These ordinary people who come to the aid of the injured can be considered heroes.
Victor, thank you for sharing the results of your survey with us.